Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memar Avram Goldhari and Dirma Zerkos Ksubas Daf Kuf, the 11th Perek Aman and Izonas. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. The Zichu Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schuz for HaKazachas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the question was asked, Shliach Kaman, a Shliach is like whom? Are his sales treated like an Amana sales and are considered void through a small error, or are they treated like Basin sales, which are not voided unless the error amounts to a sixth? Rav said in the name of Rav Nachman, a shliach kadayanim, a shliach who erred is like judges who erred, because just as judges are not selling the property for their own sake, so too the shliach is not selling it for his own sake, and therefore they're not benefiting from the mistake. This excludes an amana from the leniency who is selling the property for her own sake. Rav Shmuel bar Bizna said in the name of Rav Nachman that the shliach is like an amana, ma amana yachida av shliach yachid, for just as the amana is an individual, so to the shliach is an individual. Lafuke basin the rabinina, which excludes basin from the stringency, which is a group of people. The Gemara states that the halacha is that the shliach is like an almana, and even a small error invalidates the sale. Point number two, Rav Yosef said, Armalta desvina achrayas yosmi, if an almana sells her late husband's estate, the guarantee of the sale falls in the yosomim. Rashi explains that if it turns out the land was stolen or mortgaged and is seized by its rightful owner, the buyer is compensated by the yosomim, for the almana is considered merely their shliach. Ubei dina dezavin achrayas yosmin, and basin sells the late husband's estate, the guarantee of the sale falls on the yosomim. The Gemara says that this is obvious and asks what the point of this ruling is. It answers that while the point about the almana alone is unnecessary, it was necessary to teach it regarding basin. One might have thought, kol dezavin bei dina adaitu lemefek leikala hu dezavin. Whoever buys property from basin buys it with the understanding that word regarding its sale went out to the public. Rashi explains that since they publicized the sale with a achraza, an announcement, the buyer is certain that if there were someone to claim the land, they would have stepped forward, and therefore he buys the land without a guarantee. Rav Yosef is coming to teach that in fact the sale is still deemed guaranteed and it's on the yosomim to compensate the buyer. And point number three, a Maimra said in the name of Rav Yosef, Basin Shemachru Blo Hachraza, Nasik Mishatab Devar Mishnah Vachosrin. The judges of a basin who sold the orphan's property without a prior announcement are regarded as if they had erred about a law taught explicitly in a Mishnah, and they therefore retract their sale. When the Gemara challenges a Maimra from our Mishnah, which implies that a basin sold property without a Hachraza, the sale is only voided if they erred in their valuation by a sixth, but if they were correct, the sale is valid even without a chraza, it brings three different answers. The first explanation is that a memor is dealing with things that we announce in advance of the sale, such as land, whereas our Mishnah is dealing with things which we do not announce with a chraza, such as avadim, metaltim, shtaros, slaves, movable property, and shtaros regarding a debt. We do not announce the sale of slaves, shema yishmu v'yivruchu, lest they hear that they're about to be sold and run away, and we do not announce the sale of movable property or shtaros, shema yiknavu, lest they get stolen when on display at the public auction. So once again, the three points are, number one, the question was asked, shliach kaman, a shliach is like whom? Are his sales treated like an almana sales and are considered void through a small error, or are they treated like a basin sales, which are not voided unless the error amounts to a sixth? Rav said in the name of Rav Nachman, a shliach kadayanim, a shliach who erred is like judges who erred, because just as judges are not selling the property for their own sake, so too the shliach is not selling it for his own sake, and therefore they're not benefiting from the mistake. This excludes an almana from the leniency who is selling the property for her own sake. Rav Shmuel bar Bizna said in the name of Rav Nachman that the shliach is like an almana, ma almana yachida av shliach yachid, for just as the almana is an individual, so to the shliach is an individual. Lafuke basin the rabinina, which excludes basin from the stringency, which is a group of people. The Gemara states that the halacha is that the shliach is like an almana, and even a small error invalidates the sale. Point number two, Rav Yosef said, Armalta desvina achrayas yosmi, if an almana sells her late husband's estate, the guarantee of the sale falls in the yosomim. Rashi explains that if it turns out the land was stolen or mortgaged and is seized by its rightful owner, the buyer is compensated by the yosomim, for the almana is considered merely their shliach. Ubei dina dezavin achrayas yosmin, and basin sells the late husband's estate, the guarantee of the sale falls on the yosomim. The Gemara says that this is obvious and asks what the point of this ruling is. It answers that while the point about the almana alone is unnecessary, it was necessary to teach it regarding basin. One might have thought, kol dezavin bei dina adaitu lemefek leikala hu dezavin. Whoever buys property from basin buys it with the understanding that word regarding its sale went out to the public. Rashi explains that since they publicized the sale with a achraza, an announcement, the buyer is certain that if there were someone to claim the land, they would have stepped forward, and therefore he buys the land without a guarantee. Rav Yosef is coming to teach that in fact the sale is still deemed guaranteed and it's on the yosomim to compensate the buyer. And point number three, a Maimra said in the name of Rav Yosef, Basin Shemachru Blo Hachraza, Nasik Mishatab Devar Mishnah Vachosrin. The judges of a basin who sold the orphan's property without a prior announcement are regarded as if they had erred about a law taught explicitly in a Mishnah, and they therefore retract their sale. When the Gemara challenges a memor from our Mishnah, which implies that if Beis Din sold property without a hachraza, the sale is only voided if they erred in their valuation by a six, but if they were correct, the sale is valid even without a hachraza, it brings three different answers. The first explanation is that a memor is dealing with things that we announce in advance of the sale, such as land, whereas our Mishnah is dealing with things which we do not announce with a hachraza, such as avadim, metaltim, shtaros, slaves, movable property, and shtaros regarding a debt. We do not announce the sale of slaves, shema yishmu v'yivruchu, lest they hear that they're about to be sold and run away. And we do not announce the sale of movable property or shtaros, shema yiknevu, lest they get stolen when on display at the public auction. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf kuf, and our standard simmon is a monkey. A monkey. So here goes. The Yosomi's pet monkey, who was so happy that the shliach's sale of the banana plantation was voided because of his small error, was let down when the Yosomi were required to guarantee it after it was sold again by Beis Din, and then got caught off guard when Beis Din sold him without a hachraza. Once again, slow motion. The Yosomi's pet monkey, that must be more daf kuf. The Yosomi's pet monkey was so happy that the shliach's sale of the banana plantation was voided because of a small error, which reminds us. The question was asked if a shliach's sales are treated like an amanah sales and are considered void through a small error, or they're treated like basin sales, which are not voided unless the error amounts to a six. The Gemara states that the halacha is that the shliach is like an amanah, and even a small error invalidates the sale. For just as the almana is an individual, so too the shaliach is an individual, unlike basin, which are a group of people. So the Yosomi's pet monkey was so happy that the shaliach's sale at the banana plantation was voided because of his small error, was let down when the Yosomi were required to guarantee it after it was sold again by basin, which reminds us, one might have thought that whoever buys property from basin buys it with the understanding that word regarding its sale went out to the public. Rashi explains that since they publicized with a hachraza, an announcement, one might think the buyer is certain that if there were some to claim the land, they would have stepped forward, and he buys the land without a chraiz, without a guarantee. Rav Yosef's coming to teach that, in fact, the sale is still deemed guaranteed, and it's on the Yosomim to compensate the buyer. So the Yosomim's pet monkey, who was so happy that the shliach's sale of the banana plantation was voided because of a small error, was let down when the Yosomim were required to guarantee it after it was sold again by Beis Din, and then got caught off guard when Beis Din sold him without a hachraza, which reminds us, whereas land is sold with a hachraza, we do not have a hachraza for the sale of avadim, metaltim, and shtaros. We don't announce the sale of slaves, shema yishmu v'yivruchu, lest they hear they're about to be sold and run away, and we do not announce the sale of metaltim or shtaros, shema yiknevu, lest they get stolen when on display at the public auction. So once again, the Yosomi's pet monkey was so happy that the shliach's sale of the banana plantation was voided because of a small error, was let down when the Yosomi were required to guarantee it after it was sold again by Beis Din, and then got caught off guard when Beis Din sold him without a hachraza. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.